From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. appeals court held a hearing late Tuesday on President Donald Trump's January 27 executive order that places a temporary travel ban on people from seven countries entering the U.S. That order put on hold by a lower federal judge. The three-judge panel said it would issue a ruling soon. During more than an hour of oral argument, the Justice Department's special counsel, Auguste Flentier, said the president has the authority to suspend entry of those considered a risk to national security.
The executive order at issue puts a temporary pause on entry for individuals from seven countries that Congress and the last president determined in a similar context pose special risks in terms of terrorist infiltration into our country.
But the Solicitor General for Washington State, Noah Purcell, insisted the government failed to provide evidence of irreparable harm if the order is blocked.
It was the executive order itself that caused irreparable harm to our states, to Washington and Minnesota and our residents, and to many other states and people, as described in the many amicus briefs that have been filed.
Both sides expect the case to wind up before the Supreme Court. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly Tuesday defended the ban.
The president's executive orders on border security and immigration enforcement will enhance public safety for all of our citizens.
The order bars travelers from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, all refugees for 120 days, and Syrians indefinitely as the Trump administration reviews screening procedures. Several blasts echoed Tuesday across the Somali capital, Mogadishu, as authorities imposed a security clampdown on the eve of Wednesday's presidential vote. No casualties reported, no claim of responsibility issued for the blasts, which occurred near the city's international airport. This is VOA News. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, speaking with Belgian journalists Tuesday, said his family does not own the country that they've ruled for nearly half a century and said he's prepared to step aside if the people chose another leader in elections.
If the Syrian people choose another president, I don't have to choose to be a side. I would be a side.
Can you imagine a Syria without a member of the Assad family in executive power?
Of course, we don't own the country. My family doesn't own the country to say that only Assad should be in that position. That's self-evident.
The Syrian leader dismissed the possibility of an international tribunal against his government. He said he's defending the country by any means and doesn't care about that. Meanwhile, airstrikes targeting the rebel-held northwest Syrian city Idlib left at least 30 dead. Russia disavowed its warplanes were involved. At least 20 people were killed Tuesday in a bomb blast outside the Afghan Supreme Court in Kabul. More than 40 others were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Police said it was apparent suicide bombing targeting court employees. A new Israeli settlement law approved Monday by the Israeli parliament has come under international criticism. It aims to legalize dozens of West Bank settler outposts built on private Palestinian land. It's a move critics charge amounts to legalizing land theft. Stefan Dujarric is a UN spokesman.
This bill is in contravention of international law and will have far-reaching legal consequences for Israel. It reportedly provides immunity to settlements and outposts in the occupied West Bank that were built on privately owned Palestinian land.
Palestinian official Saeb Erekat Tuesday said the law puts the last nail in the coffin of a two-state solution. Israel's attorney general has called the law unconstitutional and refuses to defend it in court. Turkish government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday dismissed thousands more public employees, more than half at the education ministry, extending a purge of state officials in the wake of last July's failed coup. Mr. Erdogan has blamed the effort to topple him on sympathizers of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. President Donald Trump Tuesday secured Senate confirmation of another cabinet-level nominee for his administration. Betsy DeVos approved by a narrow one-vote margin, requiring Vice President Mike Pence to cast the deciding vote. Two of the Senate's 52 Republicans joined opposition Democrats in voting against DeVos, an advocate of school choice. U.S. stocks moved up a bit in Tuesday trading, with the NASDAQ Composite Index reaching a new record high of 5,674 points at the close. Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit fell in December, powered by an increase in exports. The government raised the trade gap, narrowed more than 3% to just over $44 billion, reversing 2 months of increases. Still, for 2016, the trade deficit widened to more than $502 billion, the highest in 4 years. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.